إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. يقول عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Amma ba'd, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear and piety of Allah Azza wa Jal. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal, He narrates to us in Surah Al-Kahf a very important story and reminder, a story that contains many lessons for the ummah and for us as believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about the story of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam, one day he stood up on the minbar calling the Bani Israel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he asked Musa alayhi salam, who is the most knowledgeable person on the earth? Musa alayhi salam, he responded, I am. And he didn't attribute the knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah azza wa jal, He revealed to Musa that there is somebody more knowledgeable than you. You will find him at the meeting of the two oceans. And he told Musa to bring a fish, and that fish will come alive at the place where you will find this servant of mine, who is more knowledgeable than you, O Musa. Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah, from the Ulul Azam, the mighty prophets, as soon as he heard that there was a man more knowledgeable than him, he set out on a journey. He says to his servant boy who went with him, whose name was Yusha bin Nun, who later became a prophet himself, he tells Yusha, I will not stop journeying until I find the meeting of the two oceans, or I spend the rest of my life in this path seeking it. We pause here to reflect on Musa alayhi salam, who did not attribute his knowledge to Allah. So Allah taught him a lesson that there are those, he can make anybody more knowledgeable than him, and that there is another who has more knowledge than you. But the beautiful lesson we see in the example of Musa alayhi salam is his humbleness and devotion and eagerness to learn. Although he is a prophet of Allah, he leaves his family and wealth behind. He sets out on a journey not knowing its end, saying only, I shall find that place where the knowledge is, or I shall give up my life seeking it. Musa alayhi salam, the mighty prophet of Allah, humbles himself and seeks knowledge. And this shows us the importance of learning and seeking knowledge. So Musa alayhi salam, he travels with his servant boy. They come to a place, a meeting of the two oceans. When Musa alayhi salam was not aware or sleeping, the fish comes alive from the basket, jumped into the ocean, and swam like a tunnel, forming a tunnel through the ocean. But they continued. The shaitan made Yusha bin Nun forget to tell Musa. So they traveled on until Musa alayhi salam became hungry. He says to Yusha, where is that fish of ours? Yusha says, he came alive and he swam away. It was an amazing event, but shaitan made me forget to tell you. Musa alayhi salam, he says, that was where we were supposed to meet the knowledgeable one, Khidr. So they trace back on their footsteps, until they came to that place where the fish was alive. And as the Mufassirin say, Imam al-Qurtubi, he says that the fish swam into the ocean and left a pathway into the water. When Musa alayhi salam came to that pathway, he walked across the ocean to an island, and there at that island he found Khidr alayhi salam. He found the servant of Allah, Khidr alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, when he passes to that island seeing Khidr, the great prophet of Allah, he humbles himself at his feet. He says to Khidr, "You are the one that Allah has given knowledge and mercy. May I please accompany you? May I sit by your feet and follow you so that I may learn from you?" Musa alayhi salam, the mighty prophet of Allah, he humbled himself before his teacher. And this shows us the importance of being humble and devoted to knowledge and submitting to it. Yet Khidr alayhi salam, in his wisdom, in his great wisdom as a servant, and many ulama, they say, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Musa, you will not be patient with me. You will not be able to have patience with this knowledge that you have not been informed about. Because a student of knowledge, he does not see the wisdom of the knowledge he is learning. Because somebody who's learning the religion or the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their anger and their emotions may prevent them from seeing the wisdom behind Allah's rulings." Khidr, in his wisdom, he tells Musa, "You will not be patient with me." The teacher knows that the student will struggle to understand the knowledge before his mind is enlightened, before he is able to obtain knowledge. But Musa insisted, "I will be patient, insha'Allah." And Khidr alayhi salam, he says, "If you come with me, that is fine, but be patient and do not ask and do not get angry, because this is the adab of a student of knowledge. This is how we should be when we learn the religion of Allah, to not become emotional and angry and react with anger to the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one should restrain their anger and their emotions and be intellectual and learn and be humble to the rulings that are taught by the scholars and the ulama." Musa alayhi salam, he begs Khidr alayhi salam to follow, to be with him. And by the way, Khidr, his name, it means green. And the reason he is called Khidr, or the green, is because whenever he prayed, the whole earth around him would turn green. The whole earth would become green around him. So Musa alayhi salam, he follows Khidr. He stays by his side, humble and devoted to his teacher. And when they came to the shore of an ocean, they were walking along the beach and they needed a ride to get across the ocean. So a ship comes by. They were the friends of Khidr. They said, "Khidr, come ride with us. Come upon our ship and we will not charge you anything. We'll give you a free ride." Musa and Khidr alayhi salam, they ride, they take advantage of this beautiful hospitality. These kind people who are friends of Khidr, taking them on the boat to have a free ride across the ocean. So Khidr alayhi salam, as soon as he enters the boat, he takes an axe and he breaks a plank off of the boat. Nearly sinks the boat. And Musa alayhi salam, seeing what Khidr is doing to these kind people, "They gave us a free ride. What are you doing? You're sinking their ship? Do you want to drown these people who are your friends, who saved us, who gave us a free ride?" Khidr alayhi salam, he says, "Did I not tell you, you would not keep patient with me?" Didn't Khidr know that Musa alayhi salam would become angry? And Musa alayhi salam could not withhold his anger, although he promised he would. Although that was what was right of him and the promise of him to do. From here the ulama, they say that anger contradicts knowledge. That a person who reacts angrily will not see the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet عليه السلام, he said, لا يقضي القاضي وهو غضبان. Let not a judge make his judgment when he is angry, because the anger will cloud one's vision, will prevent one from understanding and seeing the wisdom of the laws and the rulings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah says about the believers, وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who restrain their anger, those who restrain their nafs, when they see something they don't understand from the rulings and the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they withhold and they restrain. They hold back their emotions and their anger, and they do not react from the emotions. And look at the adab and the manners of Musa alayhi salam. He doesn't question Khidr when he's reminded. He doesn't say, why did you sink this boat, when he was reminded. He says, I apologize, I forgot, give me another chance. The wisdom might not be apparent at first. The wisdom of Allah's sharia for the beginning student, or for anybody who studies his religion, may not see the wisdom of the law of Allah. They may not understand or may not appreciate the rulings of Allah and His law and the teachings of the ulama. Yet Musa, without seeing the wisdom, he submitted. And he said, give me another chance. لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت. Do not hold me to account, I forgot. And give me another chance. So Musa alayhi salam and Khidr, they came down from the ship. Musa was following his teacher. They came across some young men playing. Khidr alayhi salam, he took hold of one of the young men, killed him on the spot. Killed him. Musa alayhi salam becomes angry again. What is this? What have you done? أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ. Have you killed an innocent soul who has not even killed anybody else? What is this reasoning? Why did you do this? His anger again, reacting to what his teacher had done. His teacher says, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبَرًا. Didn't I tell you you would not have patience with me? Didn't I know that your anger will not allow you to learn? Brothers and sisters in Islam, our emotions can be a barrier to us learning from our teachers. My own experience in studying this Islam is that true knowledge is only achieved when we humble ourselves to our teachers. But if we bring with us our worldly ideas and attitudes and emotions and beliefs and anger, those things will prevent the knowledge from transferring. True knowledge is achieved when we humble our nafs and we hold back and restrain. Musa alayhi salam, again, seeing that Khidr killed an innocent life, but he says, give me one more chance. قَالَ إِن سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا فَلَا تُصَاحِبَنِي. Give me one more chance, O Khidr alayhi salam. If I ask you one more thing, then do not be in my company. He gave his promise, and the promise of a prophet is true. So Khidr alayhi salam, he took Musa alayhi salam and Yusha bin Nun. They continued further along their journey until they came to a town. This town, the inhabitants of the town were very stingy and rude people. Musa alayhi salam and Khidr, having been hungry from their journey, they asked for a little food to eat. Istat'ama ahlaha. Can we have a little food to eat? We're journeying. We're hungry. We're out in the path of knowledge. The people turned them away and slammed their doors, closing the doors that are of hospitality that all should be afforded. And then on the way out of the town, Khidr alayhi salam, he notices a wall around the town falling down. A big wall is falling down. And so he goes up to the wall and he moves his hands, and as a karama from Allah, Allah caused the wall to be rebuilt and go up into a big, beautiful fashion. Musa alayhi salam is amazed. He becomes surprised. Why did you rebuild this wall when these people were so rude to us? Why did you rebuild this wall when they turned away from us and wouldn't even give us a food to eat, a morsel of food? So Khidr alayhi salam, he said, didn't you promise you would not ask any more questions? This is the parting between me and you. This is the parting between me and you. We shall no longer have company anymore. But before I leave you, let me explain to you the wisdom behind those matters which you could not keep patience. As for the ship that Khidr alayhi salam ripped a plank out and almost sunk it, Khidr alayhi salam, he said, there was a king who was waiting ahead of the ship. When the people, they passed by, or they continued, they would come to this tyrant's area, and his men would seize the ship if they saw that it was good and in good shape. But if they saw that it was damaged, they would leave the ship alone. So Khidr alayhi salam, in the wisdom that harming the ship was better than losing it altogether. And from here the ulama say that it is permissible to take a smaller harm to prevent a greater harm. They learned this wisdom, but Musa alayhi salam could not have seen it in the beginning until afterwards when he achieved that knowledge. And then after that he said, as for the young boy that Khidr alayhi salam killed, he said, that boy, he had righteous parents and he was a kafir. He was a disbeliever. Some narrations, some ulama say that he was over the age of puberty. He was a kafir who disbelieved, and he would have forced his parents to become kuffar by his oppression. And Khidr alayhi salam, he said, I wanted Allah to give them a better child. And this was by the permission of Allah. Allah gave Khidr this right to make this judgment. So I killed the boy. And sure enough, as the scholars say, they had a daughter. That daughter was righteous. She married a prophet of Allah. They had a child who was a prophet of Allah and guided a whole nation. That child that came from those parents after he killed the boy. So Allah replaced that kafir boy with a prophet who guided an entire nation. The wisdom that Musa alayhi salam could not see due to his anger and reaction. And finally, Musa alayhi salam, when he was told about the wall that was falling down, Khidr alayhi salam, he said, there was two orphans in the town who had a treasure, who had their inheritance under the wall. And their great-grandfather, who 10 generations ago was so righteous, had made dua for them, and so I wanted to protect their treasure until these orphans grew up, and so that they could go and rightfully take their treasure. But had the wall fallen down, the treasure would have been exposed, and people would have usurped the wealth of the orphans. And the scholars say from here, the benefit of righteousness. That 10 generations ago, the grandfather was righteous, and because of that, Allah protected the orphans 10 generations later. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is some of the beautiful lessons that we see in the story of Khidr and Musa alayhi salam. We learn the importance of knowledge and seeking it and restraining our anger. And if we get angry with the imams, then how will we learn? If we get angry with the ulama or we react emotionally, then we'll miss out on the knowledge that they're teaching. So one must withhold their anger, their nafs, in order to benefit. This is my own experience as a student of knowledge. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us of the importance of knowledge in many places in the Quran. Every gathering that we attend should be filled with knowledge and the remembrance of Allah. Everywhere we go, drinking tea together, eating, drinking, sitting with family, they're all places of knowledge. It is appropriate, it is from good adab to mention Allah. As the Prophet ﷺ said, any gathering where people sit together and do not mention Allah, when they get up, it's as if they left the corpse of a rotting donkey at that place. So remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is befitting of all places and all times and all ways. Respected brothers in Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us love of knowledge and the people of knowledge, to help us to devote ourselves to His religion and to His sharia, and to give us the good adab and manners to obtain knowledge that will benefit us in this world and the next. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, respected brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, two more lessons inshaAllah ta'ala from this beautiful story of Musa and Khidr alayhi salam and Musa's servant Yusha bin Nun. One lesson we learn is that Yusha bin Nun, this young boy, what happened to him when he grew up? Yusha bin Nun, who so rightfully and so devotionally accompanied Musa alayhi salam on his journey, serving him food, being his servant, what was the fate of Yusha bin Nun? He became a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This young boy, being in the company of a prophet, he later himself became a prophet of Allah. And this teaches us the importance of our young people, our youth, our children, being in the company of righteousness, being the company in the company of righteous people and noble people. When our youth are around people of knowledge and the environment of the masjid, then when they grow up, this will instill in their character love for Allah and His Messenger and His religion. Yusha bin Nun became a prophet. He was in the company of Musa alayhi salam. Our youth, when they are in the company of righteous people, people who love knowledge and the dhikr of Allah, when they grow up, inshaAllah ta'ala, they will also be people of knowledge and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers in Islam, when the children are around people who do sin, a child who has a friend who steals, he will end up stealing. If one of our children is around friends who smoke, he'll end up smoking. Children, they imitate the people around them. Yusha bin Nun, he imitated Musa alayhi salam. Allah guided him and made him a righteous prophet. One final lesson, respected brothers and sisters in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said about the story of Musa and Khidr, he said, "Oh, how I wish that Musa alayhi salam had more patience with Khidr, so we could have learned more from Khidr alayhi salam." Khidr alayhi salam, many scholars, they say he was a wali of Allah, and Musa was a prophet, and prophets are better than awliya, from the close saints of Allah. But because of Musa, because Khidr had knowledge, Musa humbled himself to Khidr alayhi salam. So one can learn from those who have knowledge. Even if one was a prophet, he can benefit from this knowledge. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, also we should avoid practicing religion based on emotion and feelings. This is what causes innovations in the religion. The Prophet ﷺ, he warned about the innovations that would come about due to the emotions of people. إِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. In every khutbah he said, the most dangerous of matters are the innovations, the new things that came about in the religion due to the emotions of people and their feelings. The scholars say that the innovations are worse than sin. The person who does sin, he can make tawbah. But the one who does innovation in the religion of Allah, he thinks he's doing good, and he'll never make tawbah from that. So holding on to the sunnah and staying away from our feelings and emotions, if we get angry with what we learn from the religion of Allah based on the Quran and the sunnah, we should brush it aside. Put our emotions aside. This is the way that we will receive beneficial knowledge. This is the way we will continue to learn. If Musa alayhi salam had more patience, as the Prophet ﷺ said, we would have learned so much more from Khidr ﷺ. Respected brothers in Islam, we should not have or hold ill feelings to the ulama and the scholars and the people of knowledge. And I close with one ruling to help us see the beauty of the Sharia of Allah. What is the ruling on the flesh of horses and mules and donkeys? The scholars, they say that the donkey is forbidden, its flesh is haram. Its haram is forbidden. But the horse, it's allowed to eat, according to some ulama. Some of the scholars, like Abu Hanifa, he said it's makruh to eat the horse. And Imam Malik said it was haram because the horses are riding beasts, as Allah says in the Quran. So why is a mule, or why is a donkey haram and the horse is halal? This is a matter where we submit to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars, they say, Sheikh Shinqiti, he said, Allah forbade certain animals to test His creation. We submit to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The donkey is haram, the horse is halal. Some say it's makruh, some say it's haram, like Imam Malik. As for the mule, what is the ruling on the mule, which is a cross between a horse and a donkey? The scholars, they say that the mule, it goes by the ruling of its mother. The mule, the mother of the mule is a horse, the father is a donkey. So the ruling on the mule goes by the mother. If we go by the opinion that the horse is halal, then the mule is halal. If we go by the opinion that the horse is haram, then the mule is also haram. These are the wisdoms that Allah teaches in His religion. May Allah give us the benefit of it, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna attiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ajtinaba. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa izz al-muslimin. Allahumma arham ikhwanana al-muslimina fi kulli makan. في باكستان وشيشان وليبيا وسوريا ومصر وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا وفقها في الدين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا نور السماوات والأرض يا أرحم الراحمين وألف بين قلوبنا وقلوب المسلمين أجمعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.